弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上我们用放胆传讲神国的道做题目，跟大家一起来勉励。
Today's topic of mutual encouragement is preaching the kingdom of God with all confidence.
我们在两个礼拜之后就是我们的灵恩布道会。
And we, as we know, our spiritual convocation is coming up in 2 weeks.
这是我们再一次的来传讲主耶稣的福音，跟人见证主的恩典的时候。
This is a time for us to preach the word of God and to testify His grace towards us.
也是我们能够比较专心的来领受这个道理的造就的一个时期。
And it is also a time for us to receive more spiritual edification.
那所以我们今天在读《使徒行传》第28章。
And so today, according to our Bible reading schedule, we are to be reading the book of Acts, chapter 28.
那这是《使徒行传》最后一章的信息。
And this is the last chapter in the message in the book of Acts.
从明天开始，3月1号，我们就读《生命记》。
And so starting from tomorrow, March 1st, we'll be reading the book of Deuteronomy.
那《使徒行传》第二十八章到最后我们读完的时候，会发现这本书好像没有结尾。
And when after conclude reading the book of Acts, we feel like there is no conclusion to this letter.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二十八章的第30节。
Let us all turn to the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 30.
使徒行传二十八章30节、31节。
Verse 30 and 31.
请读。
31. And then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him. 31. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding them, him.
那这是最后他就讲到保罗在罗马了他住在他所租来的房子2年。
And so here records the incidents in which Paul lived in his rented house in Rome.
在这个所租的这个房子里面除了他之外，陆陆续续还有许多人来访问他来查考道理。
And so there are people that came by his rented house to visit and to study the word of God with him.
不管是谁来，他都接待。
And no matter who came, Paul received all of them.
那当时候其实保罗是被囚禁的他不可以离开那个房子。
And so at that time, Paul was in house arrest. He was not allowed to leave this house.
在这个房子里面，还有看守他的兵丁跟他同住。
And there were soldiers that were keeping him in house that also dwelt in the house.
但是在这个房子里，他却放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人。
And but in this house, he preached the kingdom of God with concerning Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence.
没有人禁止他。
And no one forbid him.
所以他可以从早讲到晚。
So he was able to speak from morning till evening.
只要人愿意听，他就可以讲。
As long as people were willing to listen, he was willing to speak.
他没有安排 schedule 说，我们现在只有从7:45讲到8:45。
He does not have a schedule like us, starting from 7:45 p.m. to 9 p.m.
他完全是按照来听他讲道人要听多久，他就讲多久。
So, however long the people came, he would speak.
他们需要了解耶稣的事情多深入，保罗就讲多少。
And concerning the depth and the information of the Lord Jesus Christ, he would speak to them.
他说没有人禁止他。
And no one was forbidding him.
然后这卷书就结束了。
And this concludes the end of this book.
所以《使徒行传》在新约各卷书里面是最特别的一卷。
So the book of Acts is considered a unique one in the New Testament.
因为它没有结尾。
Because there is no conclusion.
因为这卷书还不可以有结尾。
Because this book cannot have a conclusion.
因为神的国要继续传到耶稣再来。
Because the kingdom of God is to be preached until the second coming.
传扬耶稣基督借着圣灵的工作所建设的国度，不会在使徒的时代就结束。
Because the preaching concerning the Holy Spirit and establishment of the kingdom of God does not end in the apostolic time.
很显然的，《使徒行传》的作者在当时候受圣灵的感动，已经可以感受到这个神的国要继续的在末世传到最后。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, the apostles already knew that this kingdom and this preaching shall continue until the end of days.
在保罗所写的书信里面，他基本上都有一个很标准格式的问安结尾。
And in the letters of Paul, he would always have a greeting and a conclusion.
在彼得所写的、约翰所写的、其他的使徒所写的，基本上都一样。
And it is like is similar to Paul and other apostles.
但是《使徒行传》它不留下结尾，其实就是这个《使徒行传》里面的神国的事情，要由我们弟兄姐妹继续的来写下去。
So this conclusion that does not exist in Acts is for us brothers and sisters today to continue to study the kingdom of God.
特别是我们今天真耶稣教会的众弟兄姐妹们。
And especially here towards the members of the True Jesus Church today.
我们其实都是在为神国的福音在努力的。
And so we are all striving to advance the gospel of the kingdom of God.
圣经留下了一个模范的传福音的工人，让我们今天真教会的弟兄姐妹一起来效法。
And so the Bible left behind a very good example for us to learn.
那我们也可以继续的像他这样子放胆传讲神国的福音。
So we can also learn to preach with all confidence.
把主耶稣基督这全备的救恩啊，向世人来讲解教训。
And so we can tell to preach the complete gospel of Christ to all men.
让凡愿意领受的人啊，他们都可以很清楚的自己做一个决定。
And those who are willing to receive it can clearly make a decision for themselves.
是要听耶稣基督这个福音呢，还是要随从他们自己原来的信仰以及他们从人间所留下的遗传。
And they have a choice to follow the teachings of the Lord or to follow what they've learned from the past.
那所以我们今天从使徒行传第二十八章来看我们要怎么样效法使徒保罗来这样子放胆传道。
And so in this final chapter of the Acts, we are to learn from Paul how he preached with confidence.
那这个也是主耶稣基督的旨意。他在保罗还没有回到耶路撒冷去的时候，就已经给他这个感动。
And so this is according to the will of God before he even returned to Jerusalem.
他要为了福音在君王面前做见证。
He is to testify before the emperor for the sake of the gospel.
那从二十七章开始，我们就看到这就是他从耶路撒冷到罗马的旅程。
And so, starting from chapter 27 of Acts, we see his voyage that began from Jerusalem to Rome.
第二十八章的第十四节说
，And in chapter 28, verse 14,
在那里遇见弟兄们，请我们与他们同住了七天。这样，我们来到罗马。
Verse 14, where we found brethren and we were invited to stay with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome.
那最后这一句话说这样子，我们来到罗马，这一句话带过，好像很简单。
So it seemed very easy when he says that. So we went towards Rome.
其实这个旅程从耶路撒冷开始，经过了两年多，历经千辛万苦。
But it was a very difficult voyage that was from the beginning of Jerusalem to Rome.
不知道停了多少站。
And we do not know how many stops they made.
遇到了多少危险。
And how much danger they encountered.
每一次的危险都有可能丧命的。
And every danger they encountered had the possibility of costing them their lives.
但是保罗最后他都平安没事。
But Paul was at the end at peace.
神主耶稣基督一路的把他的脚步带到罗马城里来。
The Lord guided his footsteps all the way to Rome.
那这个就是神要他做的工作。
And this was the work that God had entrusted to Paul.
那在这里，他要勇敢的来为耶稣基督做见证。
And here he was to preach and testify the gospel with confidence.
这也是他的生命完成神的旨意的最后的表现。
And this was the last will, the will of God in his latter days.
这也是保罗的传福音的过程，我们在《使徒行传》里面看到了最后的记录，有系统的。
And this is also the last recording of the works of Paul.
那之后，保罗从罗马被释放之后，那他到底经过多久？是到哪个地方去牧养信徒？ 圣经并没有很清楚的有系列的记载。
So the Bible does not record in detail of how where Paul went to preach after his house arrest.
但是我们只知道最后他写提摩太后书的时候，他说那美好的仗他打过了。
But in his letter to Timothy, he said that he had fought a good fight.
他当跑路已经跑尽了。
And he had finished the race.
所信的道他守住了。
And he had kept the faith.
最后他等候主耶稣基督为他所预备的公义的冠冕。
And now the crown of righteousness is awaiting him.
然后不久之后他就放下世上的劳苦，安息在主的怀里。
And not long after, he gave up his work in this world and rested with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们从27章、28章可以看到神怎么保守他的工人。
And so from Acts chapter 27 and 28, we see how God protects and guides his workers.
在第27章里面，这个就是他在海上遇难的经过。
And so 27 starts with his what he encountered at sea.
这个他这个海上的旅程，如果按今天的新闻报道来看，这就是大新闻了。
And so if his incidents that he encountered was in today's news, it would be breaking news.
因为我们如果看从看他开始他们遇到风暴的时候到结束，一共有14天，最少14天是暗无天日的，是狂风大作的日子。
And because in the 14 days they encountered a great storm and tempest, it was a difficult time.
你看今天就像我们东岸常常有的飓风哦 ，hurricane 哦。
So in the east coast of the United States, there's often hurricanes.
或者是海上真的有风暴的时候，也不会有那个14天连续的都是没有天日的。
And it's very rare for us to encounter a storm that would last for 14 days.
我们今天如果三天，我们可能我们就受不了了。
And today, even 3 days, then we would not even last.
我们今天南加州如果狂风大作一天，我看我们大家就哇哇叫了。
And so today in Southern California, if there was a great storm, then we would all complain.
如果连续下大雨下14天，我们想说这个是不是天地要毁灭了，挪亚洪水要重现了
？And if it was if we had a great rainstorm in Southern California for 14 days, we would probably think that there was a great flood like the time of Noah.
你想想看，那时候保罗是在海上。
And so can you imagine Paul at this time was at sea?
基本上2000年前的船只在海上遇到这个暴风，连续14天，却一个人都没有死亡。
But this ship that was from 2,000 years ago was able to sustain the storms in the sea and not even allow one death.
是这样子被风飘来飘去的，完全也没有任何一个人受伤，说晕船、生病啊，最后说奄奄一息都没有。
And they were tossed in the sea by the waves, yet did no one lost their lives or there was no recordings of anybody falling ill.
这些人全部都得救。
These people all were saved.
也就是说，他们都没有在海上死亡。
And in other words, they did not die at sea.
没有其他的原因。
There was no other reason.
就是因为他们这一船的人，这个船上有保罗。
And the reason is because on aboard this ship was Apostle Paul.
因为保罗这个人是神特别选的，神要把他的脚步带到罗马去的。
Because Paul was designated by the Lord, and the Lord will bring him to Rome.
因为神在这个风暴当中就跟他这样说了。
And because in the tempest, the Lord had told him.
我们看第27章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 27.
27章第21节。
27 verse 21.
众人多日没有吃什么，保罗出来站在他们中间说：“众位，你们本该听我的话，不离开格里底，免得遭这样的伤损破坏。”
21. But after long abstinence from the flood, then Paul stood in the midst of them, saying, "Men, you should have listened to me, and have not sailed from Crete and incurred the disaster and loss."
22节，现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失上，唯独失上这船。
22. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship.
23节，因为我所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我的旁边说。保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。
23. For there stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve. 24. Saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God had granted you all those who sail with you."
25节，所以众位可以放心，我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
25. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God.That it will be just as it was told me.
26节，只是我们必要撞在一个岛上。
26. However, we must run aground on a certain island.
这是在风浪的时候，其实保罗他是一个囚犯， 他也不是水手，他根本不能做什么。
So on the storm, he was considered prisoner, and he was unable to make any decisions.
但是看起来保罗他都很镇静。
But we could see how calm Paul was.
如果是我们在海上遇到这种情况的时候，我看到我们大概吃不下，也睡不着，大概整天光是忧虑，可能就话都讲不出来了。
And if we were in Paul's shoes, then it would probably be a different scenario, and we would not be able to eat or be as calm as Paul.
但是看起来保罗他应该是持续不断的向神祷告。
But it seemed like Paul continually prayed to the Lord.
所以最后你看神派天使跟他鼓励。
So at the end, God sent an angel to comfort him.
跟他说你不要害怕。
And you tell him, do not be afraid.
你一定会站在皇帝面前的。
And you will stand before Caesar.
跟你同船的人，我都要把他赐给你。
And all those who are aboard with you, I will also bring.
连一个都不会失落。
And not one will lose their life.
为什么神要救他们这一群人
？So why did God want to save
his people? 因为这一群人要成为保罗在该撒面前做见证的见证人。
Because these people will become witnesses for Paul when he stands before Caesar.
保罗他在亚基帕王面前，在巡抚面前去做见证的时候，当时候的这些控告他的这些犹太人，他们都包括这些巡抚，他们都对保罗所传的福音有点认识的。
And so those people that were also witnesses for Paul when he stood before Agrippa and the leaders, and these Jews also had an understanding of the preaching.
但是现在在该撒面前，保罗要怎样跟他介绍他现在所传的耶稣基督的救恩是真道，是有神迹随着的，是真的可以救人的道理呢？
But now in front of before Caesar, he must also how will he also bring this point across that is what he preaches is the of the true God.
这整船的276个人就是活生生的见证人。
And these 276 people aboard and these sailors will all be living testimonies.
他们就要一起来见证。现在我们所拜的这位神是天地的主宰。
And they will also testify that the God whom Paul worships is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他就是一切在他的掌握底下的。
And all everything is in control of God.
他是他的话他的应许是实在的。
And his promise will stand true.
所以我们看一下诗篇。
Let us turn to the book of Psalm.
88篇。
Psalm 88.
诗篇88篇。第一节
Psalm 88 verse 1
诗篇88篇第一节主拯救我的神啊我昼夜在你面前呼吁第二节
2.
愿我的祷告达到你面前求你侧耳听我的呼求
Verse 1 O Lord God of my salvation I have cried out day and night before you 2. Let my prayer come before you incline your ear to my cry
第三节因为我的心满了患难我的性命临近阴间
Verse 3 For my soul is full of troublesAnd my life draws near to the grave.
我们的神是听祷告的神。
So our God is one that listens to prayers.
在这个风浪当中，保罗会不会害怕？可能会害怕。
In this storm, was Paul afraid? He probably was.
就是因为他害怕，所以天使跟他说：“你放心，你不要害怕。”
And that is why the angel of the Lord appeared to him, telling him, "Do not be afraid."
神跟他说：“我要把你带到该撒面前去。”
And the Lord told him that God told him that he will be brought before Caesar.
所以当时候。保罗很相信神所说的一定会实现。
So Paul knew for a fact that what God had told him will.
因为这位神是信实的神。
Because this God is a trustworthy God.
他怎么说就怎么成就。
And what God says will be fulfilled.
所以诗篇八十九篇第一节说。
So in Psalm 89 verse 1.
我要歌唱主的慈爱直到永远，我要用口将你的信实传以万代。
Verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth. Will I make known your faithfulness to all generations?
第二节，因我曾说，你的慈悲必建立到永远，你的信实必坚立在天上。
Verse 2, for I have said mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens.
神的信实坚定在天上。
God's faithfulness is established in the heavens.
也就是说，他永不改变。
And that is saying that God is never changing.
神的旨意绝对不能被拦阻。
And His will never be stopped.
所以他怎么跟保罗说事情就是要这样成就，虽然看起来非常的困难。
And even though the situation may be bleak, whatever the Lord God had told Paul, it will come to pass.
所以保罗呢，他被神的这个使者安慰之后，他就安慰同船的人说：“大家放心。”
So after he was comforted by the angel of the Lord, he comforted those aboard.
你看十四天，他们这些船上人都不吃不喝，没有办法吃啊。
And so all 14 days, these sailors were unable to eat and drink.
不吃的时候，他们却都很健康，没有人说生病啊。
And even though they didn't eat, they all were healthy.
他们都还可以这样子，在大风浪当中哦，这个还能够游泳的，还有游泳，还要能够拉绳索，他都还可以照常工作。
And they were able to continue to put up the sail and to swim if necessary.
最后，他们真的放心了。他经过保罗这样一讲，他们真的放心了。
So after Paul had told them this message, they were comforted.
他们真的就开始吃东西。
And they started to eat again.
吃了之后，他们的这个船也基本上就坏了。
And after they have eaten, they knew that the boat was gone.
最后，你看，在最危险的时候。本来这个风浪都没有事，到第四十二节的时候，是兵丁想要杀这些囚犯。
And even during this time, they had no fear of losing their lives until verse 42. The soldier's plan was to kill the prisoners.
但是百夫长说他要救保罗，不可以不允许这个兵丁任意妄为。
But the centurion wanted to save Paul and prevented the soldier's plan to happen.
所以现在。你看，在这个海上的这个遇难当中啊，风浪没办法伤害保罗，兵丁也不能够碰他。
So on this voyage, we see that the storm at sea was unable to harm Paul, yet and also the soldiers.
最后，他们到这个在这个岛上啊，他们能够登岸了。
And they were able to land safely on this shore,
on the
island.
所以你看，最后第二十七章四十四节这样子，众人都得了救，上了岸。
And the last verse of Acts chapter 27, and the rest, some on boards and some on the parts of the ship, they all escaped safely.
所有人都得救，没有一个死亡的。
And none of them lost their lives.
第二十八章第一节开始。
And starting in chapter,
他们得救之后才知道说，哦，那个岛原来叫做米利大。
And so after in chapter 28, verse 1, after they escaped, they found out that the island was called Malta.
这个米利大的意思就是避难所的意思。
And this Malta means refuge.
真的就是他们的避难所。
And this was indeed their refuge.
神为他们安排的。
And this was something that God had planned for them.
那这个地方其实是他们本来这个水手都知道的岛，只是现在在这个一般港口的另外一面，他们没有来过的。
And this was the island that was known to all sailors, but they arrived from another port on the same land.
基本上在那里哇，碰上这些当地人了。
And they were encountered by the natives of this island.
我们看到。这个圣经开始记录的时候，也就说，哎，这个当时候这个土人哦，看待我们有非常的勤奋，然后又下雨又冷，他们就生火接待我们，哇，这个出乎他们意料之外，整群人他们都接待哦。
And verse 2, when they encountered these natives, they showed unusual kindness and they kindled a fire that made them all feel welcome.
现在神让他们从海上的这个危险当中得救。
And God had delivered them from the dangers of at sea.
那那个他们在生活啊，接待啊这一群啊徒不速之客的时候，现在第三节说保罗拾起一捆柴放在手火上，一条毒蛇因为热了出来就咬住他的手。
And so after they were received by the natives, verse 3, Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on fire. A viper came out because of the heat and fastened onto his hand.
我们如果看这一集，我们会不会觉得很奇怪
？So do we think anything unusual when we read this verse?
如果毒蛇咬人的时候，一咬就跑掉了。
And if a venomous snake bites someone, he would bite and leave.
我们如果曾经被蛇咬过，有那个蛇咬你的时候，它给你咬着不放，然后就跟着你出来吗
？And it's unusual for us to be bitten by a snake and not let go.
这一条蛇很特别啊。
So this was a unique viper.
保罗其实他是一个像仆人一样的，他真的是，他不断自己做工，他什么事情都自己做，真的是像一个仆人啊，在尽心尽力的服侍弟兄姐妹。
And Paul was like a servant, and he did it beyond what to take things care of himself.
这好像是他的生活，他的这个一直以来都是这样子，所以现在在这个岛上，他还是一样。拾起柴来生火，这个事情本来不用他做的。
And so he continued to show warmth to the brothers and sisters by gathering sticks.
所以他的生命本身就服侍，好像知道他本来他是这样子的。
And so it seemed like his life was a life of service.
不是因为有什么样的吩咐，有什么任务，所以他才需要像仆人。他是本来就是像仆人。
Not because he was entrusted, but he wanted to serve like a servant.
好了，现在竟然在这个时候被蛇咬了。
So now he was bitten by a viper.
但是看起来保罗也很镇静啊，哈。
So it seemed like he was still calm.
他也没有说，哎，叫说哇，毒蛇咬我，神啊，怎么这样子？我好。海上好不容易活下来，现在怎么又毒蛇咬我？
He didn't start crying, saying that a viper bit me. Why did you do this to me, O Lord?
他通常，你看保罗没有发怨言。
But he did not complain.
他还没有很惊恐，很害怕。
He was not shocked as well.
如果是我们被毒蛇咬，先看那个蛇头是什么样子，对不对？
If we are to be bitten by a snake, we will first examine the shape of
the head. 三角形的，这毒蛇，这很毒。先要看什么？要记住那个蛇。我们如果现在可能要拍个照。医生才会知道说哪种毒蛇要拿血清来治啊。
And so we will probably take a picture of the snake that was biting us, so doctors can know how to cure the venom.
保罗也很镇静啊，他都无所谓啊。
But it seemed like Paul was okay with being bit by the snake.
然后他也没有责备人，他也没有去对人说，你看，就是你们如果去做，我就不会被咬蛇咬到了。
And he didn't blame the other members for him being bit.
那这个蛇咬着他的时候，这个。上面说土人就看见那个蛇衔在他的手上。
And so as the viper was biting him, the native saw this creature hanging from his
hand. 他们就说啊，这个人是一定是个凶手，是个坏人。
So the native said, no doubt this man is a murderer.
因为看在这个事情上，表示这条蛇是不是特别被神派出来的。
So it seemed like the snake was a viper that was sent by God.
这条是要做见证的。
And it is to be a witness.
这条是要来见证保罗所传的道理，他所信的耶稣。真的像主耶稣在升天之前向使徒们所讲的话一样的。
However, this viper is to testify that the words in which God Paul was preaching was the same that Jesus was before.
你就是手拿毒蛇被咬了也不怕。
And even though he was bitten by this viper, he was not afraid.
好了，所以这条蛇在他手上，那个土人看了，哇，这个是这个坏人。
So as soon as Paul was bitten, the natives thought he was a bad person.
那圣经第五节说，保罗就把那个毒蛇甩在火里面。
And so verse 5 records that Paul shook off the creature into the fire.
他没有受伤。
And he suffered no harm.
神保护他的仆人。
And because God protected his servant.
连毒蛇咬都没事。
And even he was bitten by a venomous snake, he received no ill.
那这个时候土人看了说，哎，他应该要肿起来，是一个肿起来就是发炎了，像毒蛇咬到一样，这个毒液发作的时候就开始发炎，人就肿。从前嘛
，so natives expected him to start swelling up and began to fall.
这个其实就是路加所记录，因为路加是医生，一定他可以很自然的反应，一定会肿起来。
And so this is something that Luke can testify to as a doctor.
那他说，或者是说，哎，这个保罗如果这个毒液发作，应该突然扑倒，然后就死了。
So he was expecting Paul to swell up and suddenly fall down.
看了多时，见他无害，就转念说啊，他是个神。
And so after the natives saw for a long time that there was no harm that came to him, they changed their mind and saw that he was a god.
我们看在这个时候啊。
So at this time,
我们看保罗他还没有到罗马去。
And before Paul went to arrive at Rome,
他还在路上。
He was on his way.
神的工作还没有做完。
And the work of the Lord had not been done.
神要给他的使命他还没有完成。
And this will that God had given to him has not
been completed. 所以不管是风浪。不管是兵丁，不管是毒蛇，都不能够伤害保罗。
So whether it was the storm at sea, or the soldiers planned to kill him, or the venomous viper, none was able to harm Paul.
在路上碰到任何的危险，保罗都被神保护着。
No matter what dangers he encountered on this road, he was protected by God.
因为神要他做的工作还没有做完，工作没有完成，绝对死不了。
And because the work of God had not been completed yet, so his time for death has not.
他还没有到达罗马去以前，他这个路线就是神在掌握，一定要把他带到该撒面前去的。
And so this journey to Rome was the Lord bringing him before Caesar.
这就是特别提到说他没有受伤，是因为有神的保护。
And he was not harmed because of the protection of God.
那个时候，哎，这个土人他说，哇，你看这里就是今天我们在传福音的时候，有时候不要很在意人对我们什么评价。
And so here it teaches us that when we are preaching today, do not look at how other people see us.
那通常我们人也都是看这样，看人的外表的啦。
And most often times, men only see that.
你看他们很自然的发现，你看这个保罗，你看好不容易从海上活下来了，天理都不容他，表示他是个坏人、凶手。
And so the natives even thought that Paul, after escaping the danger at sea, he was not spared by the heavens.
但是看久了说他没死，哇，这个特别。
But after a while, Paul did not fall down.
马上便说他是个神。
And immediately they say that Paul said Paul was a god.
所以其实当人有时候会对我们说，哦，你怎样，你怎样的时候，
so,
不管好坏，
so
都不需要放在心上的。
Appoint the good or bad in us, and we shouldn't keep this to heart.
人是很容易变的。
Because the people always change.
你看主耶稣也是这样子啊。
And we see Jesus was.
他所经历的是跟保罗是一样的。
And what Jesus experienced was similar to Paul.
在进耶路撒冷的时候，那一群拿着中士主把衣服铺在地上，让他走过去。那一群呼喊他何塞纳何塞纳的那一群群众。
So the people that put out his clothes for Jesus to walk over and proclaim Hosanna.
他说他是王。
And they proclaimed that Jesus was the king.
这个王应该要称颂的。
And this king was deserving of praise.
但是没几天之后，他们就呼喊说要把他钉十字架，除掉他，除掉他。
But after a few days, there was the same group of people wanted to crucify Lord Jesus.
但是不管别人怎么喊，不管他们怎么样啊，这样子对耶稣基督咬牙切齿。主耶稣基督他完成天父的这个救恩都没有改变。
But no matter what the people praised him or mocked him, he did not influence Jesus on his completion.
他很坚定的走上了神所要他走的各个他的路。
And he continued to walk on this path to Golgotha.
所以其实我们今天看啊，这些使徒们他们留下的啊这个信仰的这个路线。
And so we can see the steps that these apostles took.
真的是他们在跟随耶稣的脚踪。
And they indeed were following the footsteps of Lord Jesus.
所以从凶手变神，对保罗来说，他没有受影响。
And so being deemed from murderer now to a god, it
因为不管他们说他是凶手还是他是一个神，基本上都没有办法正确的去描述保罗到底是谁。
Because no matter if he was called a murderer or he was called a god, it cannot accurately portray who
Paul
was.
保罗他是神的仆人。
Because Paul was a servant of God.
他是主特别拣选的器皿。
And he was a vessel that was chosen by God.
要在君王、在外邦人、在以色列面前来见证耶稣基督的福音的。
It was testified before the Israelites, the people and the emperor that the Lord is God.
神要用他来让世人可以了解耶稣基督，他从死里复活。
And through him, the message of Lord Jesus Christ resurrecting was to be made preached to all.
他所建立的国度是属灵的。
And what the kingdom that was established is
是要让能够接受耶稣的人就得到永生。
And those who are willing to accept his words shall receive salvation.
他就是主耶稣基督的代言人。
And he was the one that leads Lord Jesus Christ.
那当时候你来看这个保罗，他就在。他们就这一群人就在岛上这样过了三个月。
And so these people spent three months on this island.
那这当中呢，我们看从第七节开始。
And so starting in verse 7.
那这个保罗现在他知道这个布百留的父亲啊，这个是岛上的岛长，他的父亲生病，他就去为他按手祷告。
And so after Paul found out that on this island there was a leading citizen whose name was Publius, and his father was sick, so Paul went to pray for him.
第八节，他为他祷告，按手在他身上，就治好了他。
And so Paul cured the father Publius after laying hands on him.
第九节，从此岛上其余的病人都来了，得了医治。
And those who came to Paul received healing.
那他们又多方的尊敬我们。
And they furthermore gave respect to Paul.
第八节的这个保罗按手为这个做父亲的祷告之后，他医治好了，跟第九节的那个他们的病人得医治这个字眼是不一样的，不同的意思。
And so after in verse 8 the cure of the father Publius, and in verse 9 this healing done to the people on the island, they were different.
第八节的医治其实跟主耶稣当时候在医好那些被鬼附着人是一样的字。
And so this healing in verse 8 is the same that when Jesus was curing those who were demon possessed.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 10.
第三十八节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
这里的医治其实是要让他们可以真的认识保罗所传的耶稣基督是谁的。不是只是肉体上的好的病得病得医治而已。
And this healing does not only refer to the physical healing, but is for the people to know that it is through the Holy Spirit and God.
神怎样，三十八节，神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方，行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
这一组医好这个被鬼压制的人，这个其实是在说明要见证圣灵的能力，证明耶稣基督所传的福音。
So this healing of this demon-possessed, oppressed by the devil, is also referring to for people to allow to witness that it was through the Holy Spirit.
是证明耶稣基督他是救主。And
to bear witness that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
神与他同在，从天上来的。And
this power is from above, and God is with him.
那所以保罗他按手祷告医好这个不摆流的父亲呢？ 是要让他们可以了解保罗所传的福音的。And
so this healing that was done on the father Publius, it was for the people to witness the message of Paul.
这个医治是要让他们的眼睛可以打开，看到福音的重点。And
this was an eye-opening experience for them to see the point of the gospel.
这个医治跟使徒行传28章的第27节是一样的。28章27节。
This is the same healing that is recorded in Acts chapter 28 verse
27节，因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。Verse
27, for the hearts of this people have grown dull, their eyes are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.
这一段是以赛亚先知的预言。
And this is a prophecy of the prophet Isaiah.
从二十五节到二十七节这一段，在新约圣经引用很多次。
And this passage was recorded in the New Testament many times.
在主耶稣在马太福音第十三章讲撒种的比喻的时候，主耶稣特别说了。
And in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, in the parable of the sower, specifically mentions.
为什么要对众人讲道的时候要用比喻讲？
So why did Jesus use parable to preach to the people?
是因为他们要能够接受耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督是关键点。And
the main focus is for them to understand who the Lord Jesus Christ was.
他们如果不接受耶稣，If
they do not accept Lord Jesus Christ,
他们听是听见，看是看见。They
see and they hear.
但是他们的心不会明白。But
their hearts will not understand.
因为他们一直硬心，不愿意接受，最后他们绝对不能够明白。 这个旧约圣经里面所讲的救恩是怎么一回事？And
because their hearts were hardened, so they will not be able to understand how salvation works in the Old Testament.
不是说神不救他们。Not
saying that the Lord God will not save them.
恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白过来，他们就得医治。其实是他们自己硬心不接受耶稣基督的。Unless
they see with their eyes and they hear, but their hearts are hardened, they will not be able to be saved.
所以他们坚持他们的传统，他们。 执意不改变，最后他绝对没有办法了解耶稣基督的救恩。If
their hearts are hardened, they keep to their own tradition, they won't be unable to accept the message.
但是其实神是要医治他们的。But
God wants to heal them.
要让他们眼睛打开的。And
He wants their eyes to be opened.
能够看到，哦，原来耶稣基督所传的福音是有能力的。They
want to, then God wants them to realize that the message has power.
保罗在这个岛上所发生的事情，就是完完整整的印证。 主耶稣在马可福音第十六章升天前对他们的所说的话。
And so the experiences that Paul had on this island confirms that what that is recorded in Gospel of Mark before the Lord ascended.
马可福音十六章
In Gospel of Mark chapter 16
16节
16 verse 16
信得受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝什么毒物，也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。17节开始。
Verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. 18, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
都在同一个地方发生的。
And this passage was happened in the same chapter in Acts.
那我们就看到今天这个传福音的人呢，他所到之处都带来恩惠。And
so we see that those who preach the gospel, they bring the blessings everywhere they go.
这条船因为有保罗在船上。
And because this ship, because of Paul was aboard,
没有一个会死。 通通活下来的。
Not one person will lose their life.
全部要到该撒面前去为耶稣基督的这个真道做见证的。
They will all be saved in order to be living testimonies before Caesar.
他们都不要说什么话。
And they do not need to speak.
他们只要站在皇帝面前就好了。
They just need to stand before the Caesar.
这些人是经过这样一路上来的危险，他们都活下来了。
And these people encounter many dangers on this journey, but they survive.
是谁厉害？是那个百夫长很厉害，很会带吗？
Was it that the centurion was very powerful and he was able to lead?
不是，是因为神在引导他们的路。
It was no, because it was God that was guiding their path.
那所以你看，在这个船上人就有福了。
And so we see that those who are on board were blessed.
然后等到保罗来到这个岛上。
So after Paul had arrived on this island.
这个岛上，这有病的人，第九节特别说，其余的病人都来，都得了医治。
And then in verse 9 it mentions that those on the island who had diseases came to him and they were healed.
他们所的疾病都得到医治，都解决了。
And all the problems and diseases were healed.
这个医治真的是病得医治的。
And this was a physical illness being healed.
有些人听到风声就来了。
And when people hear the news, they come.
来了，这个祷告病就好了。
And then Paul prayed for them and their illnesses would be cured.
所以他们现在好像有一个那个医疗船哈，特殊的医疗队，里面有会祷告的，来了。虽然里面有医生，但是重点是那个会祷告，按手祷告就好了。
So it seemed like there was this boat of a person that can heal came on their island and someone that can pray and heal their diseases.
意外的，这一群土人很热情的招待了保罗他们这一群人，结果他们的病人都得医治。
And the natives showed unusual kindness to Paul, and all their diseases were cured.
所以真的，传福音报喜信的人，他们的脚走到哪里，就把神的恩惠带到哪里去了。
So those that preach the gospel of God will bring blessings no matter where they go.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他特别给我们了这样一个权柄，是因着真道而来。
So this authority that God has given us is according to the truth.
所以保罗他其实他一直想到一件事情。
And so Paul always wanted to complete something.
那当时候就一直想要到罗马去。
And he always wanted to go to Rome.
他想说到罗马去要带什么去给他们。
And so he was thinking about what to bring to the citizens of Rome.
跟他们见面的时候，他到底是要带什么给他们呢？
So what shall he bring to the Romans?
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
第二十九节。
Romans chapter 15 verse
28. 第二十八节。
Verse 28.
等我办完了这些事，我把善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里往西班牙去。我也晓得去的时候必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。
28. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I shall go by way to you to Spain. 29. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
这是保罗在哥林多的时候写罗马书。
So this was the letter to the Romans that Paul wrote in Corinth.
那离保罗真的到罗马去大概三年后的事情了。
And this was 3 years prior from the arrival of Paul to Rome.
保罗他说要把基督丰盛的恩典带去。
And so, Apostle Paul said he will bring the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
他后来真的神引导他的路到了罗马去的。
And so, according to the guidance of God, he did arrive in Rome.
我们如果继续看使徒行传二十八章。
If we continue reading the book of Acts, chapter 28.
三个月之后，就是现在又可以航行，他们有船只，他们上船，他们就这样子一路来到罗马。
So when they were able to get another voyage going, they arrived at Rome.
那他们要离开的时候，你看岛上的人哇，送给他们所需用的，他们在海上遇难的时候所失去的一切，神最后都为他们补足了。
So the natives on this island provided to Paul everything that he had lost in the shipwreck.
所以他们现在在罗马的路上，他们就得到供给。
And so now on this road, on this journey to Rome, they received their opposition.
他们来到了罗马了。
And they received, they and they arrived at Rome.
那所以当时候第十五节特别说，这个弟兄啊，信徒他们来见的保罗，他们就感谢神，让保罗就放心壮胆了。
And verse 13, and from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Affi, Forum, and three inns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage.
所以现在有弟兄姐妹来接待他，让保罗很只有心里觉得很舒畅。
And so, Paul then felt encouraged, took courage when the brothers came to meet.
这个见面的问候啊，当面的这个啊，这个交通很重要。
So this encounter is very important.
让经过这么千辛万苦的旅程来到罗马以后，保罗第一个他得到弟兄姐妹很热情的迎接，他放心壮胆，他知道神现在给他的工作不是他自己一个人，有弟兄姐妹跟他一起的。
And Paul is able to take courage because as soon as he arrived in Rome, the brethren there received him warmly, so he knew that God was going to be there with him.
那所以来到之后，第十六节特别说。进罗马城，保罗蒙准和一个看守他的兵丁另住在一处。
And 16, one day, now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him.
这就是神特别为他的工人所开的恩门。
So this was the blessing that God had bestowed upon his worker.
神，你看他特别让保罗他可以自己单独住在一个房子。
He allowed Paul to be able to dwell in his own house.
他不需要去跟那个监狱里面的众囚犯住在一起。
He did not have to live with all the prisoners.
因为神带他到罗马来是要做见证的，是要来传福音的。
Because God brought him to Rome to be a testimony and to preach the gospel.
他不只是要到皇帝的面前去说他自己无罪而已。
Not only to plead to be innocent before Caesar.
因为这个犹太人要定他死罪，要把他处死啊。
And because the Jews wanted to also crucify him of his sins.
但是神一路带领保罗到这里来，他绝对不是只是要去跟王说我没有罪，我应该得释放。
And his point was not to just come to Rome and to say that to come before Caesar and tell him that he's innocent.
神特别为保罗开了一条路。
And God opened a route for Paul.
是很特殊的，让他自己单独的。供给自己住在一个罗马的房子里。
And it was for him to dwell in by himself.
还有一个兵丁跟他作伴。
And a soldier that accompanied him.
保罗没有去过这个地方，人生地不熟。
And Paul never been to this place, and he probably was not familiar.
这个兵丁跟他一起。
And the soldier was with him.
这个时候其实就是为了要传福音，要做见证的。
And at this point, it was for him to preach the gospel and bear witness.
所以我们看到神为他的工人所安排的，其实不是为了他有一个比较舒适的生活，他可以在那里罗马享受那意外的假期啊。
And it is not because that the gods had set up his servant to have a more luxurious life in Rome.
保罗之前他是真的是到处奔波啊。
And so before Paul was running all over the place,
连续三次的这个海外宣道旅程，真的好像没有什么时间是休息的了。
And there seemed like there was really no time for him to rest on his three missionary journeys.
今天千辛万苦来到罗马了。
And now he has arrived in Rome.
让他在那个房子好好住。
And God allowed him to dwell in his.
保罗并没有接下去，好就开始来享受生活。
And he didn't start enjoying his life at that point.
他是在那里很尽心尽力的，从早到晚在见证福音的。
But he was there preaching the gospel from morning to evening.
不管谁来了，他都接待；不管谁要问、要知道道理，他都要讲明。
And no matter who came to him, he was able to speak clear the gospel to them.
他甚至主动的去邀请这些犹太的众首领们来。
And he even went out of his way to invite those around him to come.
他召集弟兄这些犹太的同胞一起来，他要跟他们说明信耶稣是怎么一回事。
And he gathered all the Jews around him and preached them what it means to believe in truth.
他真的留下一个榜样，什么叫做放胆传讲神的道。
And he left a good example in which to preach it with confidence.
第二十三节说。
And in verse 23,
他们和保罗预定日子，就有许多人到他这里来。保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神国的道，以摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事劝勉他们。
So verse 23, so when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening.
这个就是保罗他做见证传福音的精神。
And this is the mentality that Paul had in preaching.
他其实事实上第三天他马上就他们就来了。
So after a few days, they came.
因为第十七节说他到罗马第三天，这个犹太的众首领就来了。
And so verse 17 mentions after 3 days, the leaders of the Jews came.
他们就约一个时间，好，哪一天大家一起来。
And so they agreed on the time and came together.
基本上他是用旧约圣经去印证耶稣基督的事情。
And they used the Old Testament to prove Lord Jesus Christ.
从早到晚对他们讲论。
And from morning to evening he preached.
证明神国的道理。
And to prove the king, the kingdom,
这个时候我们看到
the kingdom of God.
保罗这么卖力的讲。
So even though we see that he was preaching,
信的有多少呢？
But how many people believed?
第二十四节说，他所说的有信的，有不信的。
And verse 24 mentions some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, some disbelieved.
甚至他们彼此不合就散了。
And some even disagreed among themselves and departed.
就走了。
And they left.
有信的，有不信的，其实不信的是多数。
And there was more, the majority was disbelieving.
我们看到这个使徒行传记载，一开始教会建立的时候，哇，这么多少人，你看那时候多么轰动。
And so we see in the beginning of the establishment of the church, there were many members.
但是这个时候，其实还没有多久以后。
But not soon after,
就很多人不信。
Many people disbelieved.
但是这些不信的犹太人，他们也不能够对保罗做什么事。
But these unbelievers, they weren't able to do anything to Paul.
这些人其实也是当时候的首领。
They were also the leaders.
他们不信，他们彼此不合，他们也没有办法禁止这个福音继续被传扬。
Even though they disagreed and they departed, but they were unable to stop this advancement of the gospel.
所以保罗他很勇敢的继续传讲。
So Paul continued to preach with courage.
他们要走以前，保罗最后放一些说一段话。
So before they left, Paul told them.
他说二十五节，圣灵这界限是以赛亚所讲的话是真的。
And the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers.
这些不信的，他们拒绝耶稣，他们是永远不能够明白神国的这个救恩是怎么一回事的。
And they, those who turn away from the gospel will never understand the gospel.
最后仍然是死在罪里面。
And at the end, they will die in sin.
虽然他们很努力的遵守律法
，even though they continue to strive for the law,
但是这些律法绝对没有办法让他们被神称义。
But this law will unable to be able to justify them.
当时候保罗已经看到这个福音啊，所要神要传扬的对象了。
And so Paul knew the direction of the gospel.
所以第二十八节他说
，So verse in 28,
这是保罗最后所他跟他们讲的一句话。
And this is the last thing that Paul told them.
所以你们当知道，神这个救恩如今传给外邦人，他们也必听受。
28, therefore let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will
hear. 福音要传给外邦人，就是今天我们在座的弟兄姐妹，你跟我。
And the salvation of God and sent to the Gentiles, referring to us sitting here today.
福音传给我们。
And the gospel has been preached to us.
我们领受的。
And we have received.
我们就必然得到神所应许的。
And we will receive what the promise of God.
我们就真的能够体验到这个神国里面真道的权柄。
And we're able to experience the authority that was given from heaven.
我们放胆去讲，没有人能禁止。
And if we go preach in boldness, then we cannot be stopped.
我们就像主耶稣所说的，我们就是去撒种。
And we are like sowing the seeds.
那这个种子在什么时候发芽，什么时候生长，要怎么样结果子，神啊自然就叫他这样成就了。
But it is God that allows the growth and when and the timing of the growth.
虽然保罗被监禁在这个房子里两年
，Even though Paul was in house arrest for 2 years,
但是神的道不会被捆绑。
But the gospel of God will not be stopped.
提摩太后书第二章第九节。
提摩
太后书二章九节。
Second Timothy chapter 2。
保罗说：“我为这个福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。”让我们都能够啊，效法保罗的榜样，这样子勇敢的啊，传讲神国的道。
So let us view Paul's example and boldly preach the gospel.
神的道不会被捆绑，我们只要愿意传讲的，我们就成为啊这个真道的见证人。
The gospel of God cannot be hindered, so let us all be witnesses to preach the gospel.
我们需要继续的写下《使徒行传》的下半场。
And we need to continue writing the story in the book of Acts.
让我们记住我们从主所领受的这个恩典。
Let's remember the blessings that we have received from God.
我们现在教会所要做的，我要追念这个见证这些记录，我们希望能够留下来。
And so believe our church can gather testimonies.
这个福音在我们每一个家庭所发生的这些神的作为，这些能力，能够继续的成为《使徒行传》的续篇。
And the power and then the blessing and grace that we receive to God can be the continuing of the book of Acts.
让我们都能够勇敢的来传扬 来见证主的福音。
And so let us boldly testify and preach the word of God.
不管我们去哪里
，No matter where we go.
我们现在一起唱诗392首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 392.